Mics are live.
Good afternoon. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 3:36 on Thursday, June 27th. I'm Commissioner Brian Crashus, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchak and Commissioner Randy Chrisman. Commissioner Chrisman, do you have any opening comments?
No, thank you. I have none.
Commissioner Fedorchak, this is your portfolio. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Just one item here. I move the commission issue a notice of hearing in Russo Wind Partners, LLC, 230 KV Transmission Line, McHenry and Ward County, citing application case number PU-19-29.
Second.
So a public hearing on the application is scheduled for August 19th at 1 p.m. at Verendry Electric Cooperative in Valva, North Dakota. This is for the portion of a 10-mile, 230 kV electric transmission line and associated facilities extending from the proposed Russo Wind project in Ward County to a new substation to be constructed in McHenry County. And this hearing will be for the portion of that facility that is located in McHenry County. We had a previous hearing on this case for that was properly noticed for the facilities for the wind generation facility and the transmission line in Ward County, but the McHenry County notice was not published a second time. And so in order to be, abundantly cautious, we are rescheduling the hearing for that portion of the line to make sure that anybody who has an interest in it had the proper legal notice and was able to, benefit from that proper legal notice and participate. So that's what we're doing.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion?
I would just request if, I'm not talking a long presentation, but for this record, because people watch us, if staff or council could just explain a little bit the dilemmas that would have been had we just issued a notice of opportunity for hearing, and what the company's view of the delays involved with holding another hearing.
I can address that, Commissioner. And the bottom line is the statute at 4922.13 sub 4 requires publication by notice by publication twice, one time prior to 20 days in advance of the hearing and second time within 20 days. So the statute requires it. And we can't change the rules as to this entry code. And because that portion of the line in McHenry County was not properly noticed through no fault of the commission, of course, the notice is effectively defective. And because it's defective, my concern from the legal perspective is if someone were to say, hey, I didn't get notice and I didn't realize this and I'm challenged, I want to challenge this, the commission will have potentially acted without having jurisdiction over that portion of the transmission line. It's true, probably, that there's a low likelihood of that occurring. But if it did occur, almost certainly a court would say the commission lacked jurisdiction and send it back for another hearing. So rather than that I see as a worse case type of situation. The better and more prudent approach is to simply have a hearing, give the notice properly in the newspaper per the statute, and comply with the statute to ensure compliance.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, am I correct that the company is in agreement on this date and even kind of chose this date over another earlier one that we had proposed?
And just for the record, Zach, could you identify yourself?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Commissioner. Zachary Pelham, Special Assistant Attorney General for the Commission.
Okay, and then Jerry, same
thing. Yes, so this is Jerry Leon, Commission staff. And, I worked with the company and the other parties to come up with the date, and the company liked the August 19th date.
And then, Mr. Chairman, one more question that I'd just like to get clarified, because this happened with that one paper, this is sort of a new thing for us, and in a lot of these siting applications, especially, I would say, on wind farms and transmission lines, in the original hearings, we've tended to have a lot of filings and things happen a day or two before a hearing or at the hearing. Does this open up a whole nother cycle of that sort of thing? Are we expecting that the company's going to come in with changes based on things they might have heard at the first hearing, and that a lot of the players that did participate in the previous hearing are going to come in with a new round of second thoughts, if you will?
It's a good question. The answer is no. And the answer is no, because this hearing will be limited only to that portion as to the transmission line. So the wind facility, as Commissioner Fedorchak pointed out in the motion, that was all noticed properly in Ward County. There is no portion of the wind facility in McHenry County. There's only a portion of the transmission line in McHenry County. I've indicated to counsel for Russo Wind that the only matters considered at this second hearing would be that portion of the line in McHenry County. The commission will be taking notice of the prior exhibits, the prior testimony. It'll all be incorporated into the record and effectively be a continuation of the first hearing, but it will allow for the commission to comply with the statute as to McHenry County.
Thank you.
I have one question. So could one of you clarify how much of the transmission line and facility is located in McHenry County? It looks like must be just a tiny bit.
It's not very much. I don't have the exact information, but it's in the filings that are provided. It is not a very large portion of the line in McHenry County.
Can you see the map on the notice?
Yeah, I can't see that any of it is except for the corridor.
Okay.
There is a portion, and they did get approval from the McHenry County Commission for the construction of the proposed line. So there definitely is a portion of that line that is in McHenry County.
I was thinking the interconnect is actually in McHenry County.
I believe that's true.
The switchyard, maybe, or the whatever they call it, the... Yeah, switching station, I'm guessing, must be located there.
And just for the commission's information, look, I mean, everyone's in agreement. This is all less than ideal, from the company's perspective, from the commission's perspective. But coming at it as a commission's attorney, the statute is the statute. And I would never put your jurisdiction at risk, even though it's a very small risk, in my opinion, in this case. I don't think that it can be risk, and I think the appropriate thing to do is to have a notice, follow the publication procedures, get it all done properly. It will be likely be a very short hearing. The company has indicated that it would have only one witness in person and would have other witnesses available by telephone in the event that they would be needed. So this I would view as a very limited hearing.
All right.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and seeing no other agenda items, no other announcements, this meeting is adjourned.